This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're talking chickens. Mara Bacalaki is a bit of a chicken expert. In addition to raising her own chickens, she hosts workshops, handles them for her job at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and writes a blog dedicated to them. She is a fan.
It's hard to be cross and grumpy when you're dealing with chickens because, you know, they kind of make you laugh.
Unlike most chicken owners, Bacalaki doesn't keep them for their eggs. She's more interested in their social intricacies.
I like the flock nature. Chickens are much like sled dogs in the sense that they have a hierarchy and they do better in flocks. They're social birds, and I just enjoy sort of watching the dynamics of my flock.
Bacalaki recently started her chicken blog because she noticed she was always getting asked the same questions by other chicken owners.
And I had gotten a lot of requests for a way that people can get information. I also like to write about chickens more than just sort of the clinical scientific approach. So it's a venue for me to be kind of silly about them or to have my own opinions about chickens.
Her most recent topic is about predators and how to keep them out of chicken coops. It seems that's easier said than done.
Everything loves a good chicken meal. It's not just humans.
And the list of chicken killers is vast. But Bacalaki says there are a few usual suspects to watch out for.
In interior Alaska, our most common predators are fox. And the other really, you know, common one is loose dogs. Because that's actually probably one of the most common ones is somebody has a loose dog or a pack of dogs and they come in and just decimate the chickens.
Bacalaki has been mostly successful keeping predators out of her coop. But her Fairbanks neighbors haven't been so lucky. She recalls a fox that used to stroll her street every day.
I was going, oh, you know, what a pretty fox. He walked by every morning, and then I heard, you know, both neighbors lost their entire flocks. He got into their coop and into the hen house and ate them all. And for some reason, he bypassed my yard and didn't hit my flock.
In Anchorage, the threat of predators isn't as prominent, especially in the more populated areas.
We do see occasionally cat tracks and dog tracks right up to the fence, but we live in such a suburban neighborhood that we really don't have that problem.
That's Erica Keeneland, the owner of the chickens you're hearing. She uses a simple fencing system to protect her chickens, and it's mostly worked. She says she's only lost one, and it was after it had gotten loose into her front yard.
A dog that is never let out of its own property was let out and just came tearing across, and before anybody could do anything, it had it in its mouth and it was a goner.
Bacalaki says a good fence is important, but she also recommends covering chicken coops with wire. She decided to cover hers one day after she got a visit from a gosh hawk.
I heard a horrible commotion and a lot of squawking, and it just sounded, you know, I didn't know what was going on. I went running out there and I found a very beaten up gosh hawk on the ground, dazed and confused inside the pen, and my rooster had trounced the lights out of the bird and had come in and tried to get one of the hens, and he did a really good job of beating this bird senseless.
And her rooster earned a new name.
Because he was named after Rocky, the fighter.
Add rooster to the list of predator prevention. Although Bacalaki says it might not always be that simple.
He also was very good at attacking me. I didn't like being attacked by him, so he ended in the soup pot.
Turns out everyone really does love a good chicken meal. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.